In recent weeks, Vermont has started offering COVID-19 vaccines to K-12 public and private school teachers and staff, early educators, and childcare workers. The move is part of Governor Phil Scott's plan to get kids back in the classroom full-time this spring. And it came after lots of pressure from the teachers' union. To get the 27,000 eligible school staff vaccinated, the state brought on the National Guard to host mass vaccination drives. Like this one. On a sunny, crisp spring day, masked teachers and staff are filtering into the gymnasium at Champlain Valley Union High School in Hinesburg. VPR's afternoon news editor Brittany Patterson and I showed up at the school's bustling parking lot midday. And while we weren't allowed to record inside the actual site for privacy reasons, Major Dan Dykeman with the National Guard walked us through how it worked.
You'll come in the door, they'll verify your appointment, sit down. There is a little bit of paperwork to fill out. After you've done that, you kind of sit there and wait for a vaccination station to open up. Sit with the provider for a couple seconds, get your shot, and then sit through the 15-minute observation period. And, again, you're out the door. So we try to make it timely and efficient as possible. But it's about a 20-minute process.
8 vaccination stations were set up inside the high school gym, which is flanked by red and white banners hailing past state championships in golf, hockey, and Nordic skiing. We could speak with folks outside as they came in and out of the clinic. About 1,000 people were signed up to get vaccinated throughout the day, and there seemed to be a trend in how they were feeling.
I am very excited to get this vaccine.
Pretty excited about it.
Pretty excited.
I'm so excited, I could cry.
Pretty excited to get the vaccine.
That last voice is from Harry Vogel. He's an intern teacher at Mount Abe High School in Bristol. He says everyone, the teachers and students, are trying hard to give and receive the education they deserve.
There are a lot of, I think, barriers in place, so hopefully with the vaccine widespread next year, things will be a little more back to normal.
Some students are now stuck every day in homes that aren't safe or lack the broadband internet access needed for virtual learning. Others, as highlighted by a recent state report, are suffering mental health impacts as a result of the pandemic. And while no official number exists, the head of the Vermont Principals Association says chronic absenteeism is up. The group estimates hundreds of students have dropped all contact with teachers and seemingly vanished. All this has the state hurrying to try to get kids back into school every day. For special education teacher Robin Files, getting the vaccine means feeling safer while interacting with her students.
I actually work with a student who is on the autism spectrum, and he's very tactile, and therefore there is no social distancing with the students. So I feel much more, safe now, knowing that he's always having that need to touch and that he comforts himself that way. So I've been a little more obviously apprehensive and worried prior to the vaccination. And so now I actually, I feel like I have a safeguard in place.
Files has been in the classroom at St. Albans Town Education Center 4 days a week and teaching remotely for one. And she says, well, that's been hard for some students. Others seem to flourish.
I actually feel they've learned more remotely than they do in person, whether that's based on, their disability.
Mary Morosky teaches fifth grade at Hinesburg Community School, and even from behind her mask, you could tell she was beaming.
I am so excited, I can't even stand it. I've never been so excited to get a vaccine in my life, but even my students were excited today. They were cheering me on virtually.
For Morosky, who's been teaching 4 days a week in the classroom since September, things have gone pretty smoothly. No one in her grade has gotten sick. Still, in her 20 years in the classroom, she says this last one has been the most challenging.
But I have to say, it's as challenging as it's been for the adults. I feel like the kids have been adapting so well. I'm really proud of how amazing the kids have been. So even though we worry about kids, I feel like, of course they'll remember this, but I feel like the way they've adapted to wearing masks, the social distancing, has been far beyond what we could have ever expected of them.
The Agency of Education says so far nearly half of teachers and school staff have had their first doses or are signed up for a vaccine, and they plan to hold more clinics like this one in the coming weeks. And one more common theme we heard from educators.
If you have the opportunity to get the shot, I would encourage it.
Get vaccinated.
So get vaccinated. That's all I have to say.
Many teachers told us that each shot brings things a bit closer to normal. You're listening to All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Henry Epp.